Mike Costabile grew up off Pope Road and Ephesus Church Road in Chapel Hill and was raised around the culture of business. His parents owned the popular Mario's Italian restaurant for decades, and for a while, Mike ran an optometric practice with his brother in town. He was also raised around the culture of basketball, and specifically refereeing. Mike's father, John, worked as a referee in New York from when he was a teenager into adulthood, and his oldest son, also named John, eventually refereed high school and college ball. Mike was roped into the profession in his early 20s and cut his teeth at the high school level before reffing some ACC, Big South, and Division II college games. Costabile jumped to the NBA in 1989, making refereeing professional basketball a full-time job. A game during his second season in the NBA is seared into his mind, with a key moment that helped launch Costabile's signature invention. In a one-point overtime game between the Milwaukee Bucks and Philadelphia 76ers, he made a call that would ultimately lead to Philadelphia snatching a win from the jaws of defeat.
I call a foul on Jack Sikma at the end of the game, and I felt my whistle was before the horn. So I put Charles Barkley on the line for two free throws. Barkley gets up there, no time on the clock, makes both free throws. Philly wins the game. So as things went on, I had said, look, I'm going to come back and develop something so that we have a little bit more control over the game clock, where we could start it as well as the whistle stops it, instead of waiting for a person to react.
During his final season as a ref in 1993, Costabile began putting together the first precision time system. The setup includes a microphone on the referee's lanyard, calibrated to read their whistle when it's blown, which Costabile describes as like a digital fingerprint. When a ref blows a whistle for the call, it communicates with a belt pack worn by that referee and sends a signal to stop the clock at the scorer's table. While Precision Time has since upgraded its equipment to gather data and further improve communication, Costabile says he remembers the first opportunity to try out the system during a game when he was pitching the technology to potential buyers. The refs put on the equipment, calibrated their whistles, and two game clocks kept track of the difference in reaction time versus precision time.
Over the course of every whistle, there's 6 to 8 tenths of a second of reaction time from the timekeeper to flipping the switch. We took that out of the game because there's 60 to 80 whistles in a game. So when we were done in this first game, we had a minute and 28 seconds on our clock, and their clock was at 0:00.
Since then, precision time has spread across all levels of the sport. Costabile struck a deal with the NBA and its affiliates, and the system has been used to help referee the NCAA tournament, Olympic basketball games, and world championships. He also says it's in a dozen European leagues.
France, Germany, Spain, I got Russia, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Serbia.
But Costabile credits North Carolina and its basketball circles for helping lay the groundwork for that initial expansion. He said the use of precision time technology in a North Carolina high school tournament in 1995 was an early successful test of the system. And he turned to UNC basketball connections to help put in good words about his company at the collegiate and pro levels.
Coach Smith, Donnie Walsh, Coach Brown, Coach George Carl. I could go on and on and start naming names of everybody that was very, very helpful in getting this into NBA and college basketball.
Costabile's intellectual property is now changing hands with his blessing. At the start of 2024, he turned over control of the IP to Right Time Sports, a Durham-based company, which allows for the technology to expand further. Costabile and Precision Time will remain consultants, with the CEO saying they're now working on products for baseball as the sport adjusts to pitch clocks at different levels. But Costabile credits much of the start of his successful journey to growing up along Tobacco Road.
If it wasn't for probably the ties with North Carolina, as well as some of the ties I had with Duke, I don't think this opportunity would have taken off.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.